Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Eddie Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And of course, I have with me today my awesome, magnificent, fantastic, beloved co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. Good morning, beloved. How are you?
Good morning, beloved. I am well. I'm well. I'm alive. I can see. I can talk. I can smell. I can walk. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Pardon me?
How are you?
Blessed as always. Highly favored. Amen. I can give the same testament that you gave about seeing, hearing, moving, feeling, walking, all of those good things. And to God be the glory. To God be all the glory, all the glory, all the glory. So I am grateful. I am so grateful and thankful for who he is, for who he is. Praise be unto God. Want to take the time, praise God, to say good morning to our listening audience today. So good morning to Tamika Shelton. Good morning to you, beloved. Good morning to Joyce and Lester Richardson. Good morning to Deacon Banks. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago and Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Good morning to Rob Lane. Good morning to Prophetess Kim, Prophetess Dorn, Anita Nelson. Good morning to you. Good morning to all of the members of New Vision that listen and support us on a regular and weekly basis. Good morning to you all. Good morning to each and every one of you that I know not your name, but your number shows up on a weekly basis. Good morning to all of you. Good morning to the different countries that chime in and look or listen to Heart to Heart. Good morning to you as well. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. For there is none like him. There is none like him. And we are so grateful for what our Savior has done for us. We're so grateful. So this morning, we're going to have a very abbreviated show. We just wanted to stop by and say good morning to you and wish you the very best with Christmas being on tomorrow. And there are a lot of people that won't be having services tomorrow. There will be those who will still honor Christmas Day or the day that has been chiseled out to acknowledge Jesus and acknowledge his birth. So there will be services that will be held tomorrow. But we just wanted to take the time today to allow you to say a prayer for your loved one that you may not be able to be with on this day. We want to give you that opportunity. And for those of you that pray, praise God, you do. Those that don't, praise God, it's okay. Again, this will be a very abbreviated service. So we're going to ask Minister Tabika to go ahead and open us up in prayer, and we will go on from there. Praise be unto God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. We love you, O God. We bless you. We honor you. We need you. We adore you. We want you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for there is none like you. You are awesome and perfect in all of your ways. And, Lord God, we just want to say thank you for being who you are. Thank you for your grace and your mercy over our lives. Thank you for never turning your back on us. Thank you for picking us up when we fall. Thank you for wiping our tears when we're going through something or just in awe of who you are and thankful of what you have done in our lives. Thank you for holding us, comforting us, pulling us close to you. Thank you, Father God, for making a way, opening doors, closing doors, making a way for our bills to get paid, healing our loved ones, delivering us and our loved ones in the name of Jesus. Father, you have done so many things, even things that we don't even know about, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we just ask for forgiveness as well for the times that we have taken you for granted, for the times that we have not taken you serious, for the times that we have that we've been disobedient, for the times where we know that you have shown us something or spoken to us about a situation or whatever it may be, Lord God, and we just decided not to do it, or we decided that we knew better than you, Lord God. Father, we just want to ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Lord God, the times where we questioned you or we doubted you, hallelujah, Lord God, the times where we knew that we were supposed to say a word to our neighbor or the person in front of us in the store or our teachers or our loved ones, our friends, God, whatever it is, you gave us a word to speak and we did not speak it. And so, Father God, we ask for forgiveness in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we come upon the end of this year, the end of 2022, as we come upon the end of this year, Father God, we just want to give you praise, oh God, and we just thank you for your glory and the mighty things that you have done, hallelujah, that you kept us throughout this year. God, some of us faced many challenges that we didn't know how we were going to make it. But, Father, you showed up, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we have dealt with some things when it comes to our children, Lord God, some things that we had to walk through with them, some things that they had to face, and they didn't know how they were going to come out of something. Father God, we just say thank you for walking us through it. Thank you, oh God, for being there for us and our children. Some of us have experienced disagreement in our marriages or our relationships, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, for covering and keeping us in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for those that you've placed in our lives to love us. Thank you for those, oh God, that have become, that are friends, that have become family in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for our ministries that we are attached to. Thank you for our pastors pray over us and who give account to you for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I just pray for their strength, Lord God, because they carry a lot. And God, I just thank you for calling them, the ones that you have called to walk in that office in the name of Jesus, God. Keep them strengthened. Hold on to them, Lord God. When they're going through some things that nobody knows about, Lord God, I just thank you that they have you to talk to, that they have you to pour out to, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And so, Father God, I just ask right now that you pull them close, that you wrap them in your mighty arms, oh God, that you wrap them in your loving arms, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. That, Father God, that you just begin to speak to them, that your voice, God, would give them strength. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and that your touch, oh God, would heal every empty area that may be there. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the ones that say, said yes, like Apostle Banks, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for her unselfish love. I thank you, Lord God, for her genuine love. I thank you, Lord God, Lord, that even when you called her, oh God, there may have been a question mark, but she still said yes. Father God, I just ask that everything that belongs to her shall be hers in the name of Jesus, oh God. Everything that you promised that she would see, she will see. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I thank you, oh God, that you are her covering, oh God, that you are her keeper, Lord God, that you are her joy, God, that you are her love, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, that you have called her to be, hallelujah, what she is, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, she is your daughter. She is, Father God, your servant. She is, Father God, your apostle in the name of Jesus, God. And we just thank you for her love, her light, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her giving heart, her loving heart, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for however, whatever role that she's played in our lives, God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for how she cares for us. Thank you for how, Father God, she prays for us. Thank you, Lord God, for how she watches out for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you have connected us in the name of Jesus. God, we know that some of our relationships are divinely connected in the name of Jesus, that they were ordained and created by you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God. And we just give you praise. We give you praise, oh God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing in this season. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for her family, oh God, that you would continue to cover and keep her family in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. As they still are grieving over the loss of their mom, their grandmother, their aunt, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, their mother, Father, we just give you praise, Lord God, that you would just continue to keep them, that you would continue to heal their hearts in the name of Jesus, oh God, as you would continue to allow them to remember the memories and the things that Mother Stephen shared, her wisdom, her love, her joy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you. Thank you that she is with you. Thank you, hallelujah. We can rejoice because we know that she is with you, Father, in the name of Jesus, and there is no more suffering. There is no more hurt. There is no more pain, oh God, and we just praise your holy name. Lord, I just ask that you continue to cover and keep her grandson, Daniel, that is still in the hospital and not able to be with his family on tomorrow. Oh, God, I just thank you that you're with him. I thank you that your peace will keep and cover him, Lord God. I thank you, oh, God, for the testimony that's waiting, oh, God, for other males and young people to hear in the name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, oh, God, that he is who you called him to be in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, oh, God, that even now you are preparing him for his ministry. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And it shall not be the traditional ministry, the brick and mortar ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God. But you've given him something different, oh God. You've given him, Lord God, a way to reach the people because now he can relate in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, that even the things that he had to walk through was not necessarily for him, Father God, but to be able to reach those that others can't reach in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, we just thank you because sometimes we don't understand things that happen in the way that they happen. And sometimes we question you and want to know why you allowed it to happen. But God, we know that even in the things that happen that may have come from our choices, Lord God, we know that you will use them for our good if we let you. And so, Father God, we just say thank you for Daniel's life, oh God. Thank you for all the males, oh God, in Apostle's family. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Not leaving the women out, but God, there is a special a mantle over the males in her family, Lord God. And Lord, you are preparing them even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord, for your love. We say thank you, Lord God, for your care. We say thank you, Lord, for keeping us in the name of Jesus, oh God. We say thank you, Lord, for not letting us go. We say thank you, Lord, for when we wanted to turn and run, God, that you wouldn't let us. Hallelujah, oh God. We say thank you, Lord, that you touched our hearts in a mighty way. And although we may be hurt this very moment, oh God, that we have you to turn to. We have you to call out to. We have you to be still in front of and allow you to speak to us and allow you to heal our broken hearts and allow you, Father God, to show us the way. If only we could be still, if only we would listen, if only we would obey, we would see the goodness of the promises that you've given to us in the name of Jesus, because they're there, and you are not a man that you would lie. And so your promises are yes and amen, but we have a part to play in it. In the name of Jesus, and it's time that we stop blaming God for the things that we caused in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, it's time that we stop blaming God because we decided to be disobedient and not do what he's called us to do. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It's time to stand and stand on his promises and stand on his love and be who he's called us to be. In the name of Jesus, he has need of us. He has need of us. In the name of Jesus. So don't question who you are. Just be who he's called you to be, and you'll begin to see everything that he's placed in you. So don't question when things don't look right. Don't question when he's told you to do something and it doesn't make sense to you. It doesn't have to make sense to you. It makes sense to him. So just do what he's called you to do. And hallelujah. Mm. To myself right now in the name of Jesus as well. And so, Father, we just thank you. Father, we just thank you. Father, we just thank you. Father God, you are our Father, and nobody can love us the way that you do. Nobody can keep us the way that you do. Nobody can make a way for us the way that you do, Father, in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, we give our burdens to you, Lord God, and we change our minds. And we, Father God, say yes to who you called us to be. We say yes to what you tell us to do, because that is where our reward and our promises come from, when we say yes, when we submit, when we submit. When we give up everything that we want to do, when we give God our will in exchange for his, we will see every good thing. Hallelujah. And not that we won't ever experience anything that may go against us, that may rise up against us. But guess what? It will be peaceful in the name of Jesus. When you don't have to worry, when you don't have to worry when a situation arises against you, because you already know that God has taken care of it and he's already fighting on your behalf. That giant, that situation will not be as focused, as big as it would if we didn't surrender. So, Father, we say thank you. Father, we love you. Father, we need you. And we thank you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over Minister Tabika's life, Lord God. I plead the blood, Lord God. Let a hedge of protection be put around her, Lord God. Let there be no weapon that has been formed against her, her family, Lord God, the children, grandchildren, Lord God, parents, Father, aunts, uncles, and cousins, Father God. Let no weapon that has been formed against them prosper in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that every promise that has been made for yea and amen, Lord God, that you have given unto them, Lord God, that it shall be completed, Father, that these are promises that she shall experience, she shall see, she shall live through in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, those conditional promises that have been given, that you have already given her and her husband and her son, you've already given them the ability, Lord God, to live up to their part of the promise, Lord God, that if you do, then I will do. So I thank you, Lord God, for success in their lives. I thank you, Lord God, for healing and deliverance in their lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that they walk in the power and the anointing of Almighty God. Father God, I thank you for the release, a new, fresh release of the anointing this morning, oh God. A release, Lord God, that of the anointing that destroys, not just break, but that destroys every yoke that has been placed upon her, Lord God. Father, let that prayer go also, Lord God, for every listener on this line, Father God, that everything that has hindered you, every distraction, praise be unto God, that has been before you, that these things, Lord God, cease and desist here and now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, may people be moved out of your lives that were not meant to be a blessing to you, Lord God. May we come to the place, Father, of understanding who you are and whose we are, Lord God, that we are loved by the Most High God, that nobody else could love us greater than you do, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as we come to that place of healing the wounded spirit, oh God, Father, Lord God, our spirits have been wounded, our hearts have been broken, Father, in the name of Jesus, and nobody else can bring healing to that, Lord God, the that you do, Father God. And Lord, let us come to the realization that there are decisions that we have to make, Lord God, decisions that we have to make. We have to decide to forgive. We have to decide to release. We have to decide to obey. We have to decide, oh God, to be what you have called us to be. We have to come into agreement with your word, Lord God, that your plan is for us. Lord, just as your son who set the example for us said, not my will, but thine will be done, oh God. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that your will shall be done in the name of Jesus. We shall totally surrender, God. We shall throw our hands up, Lord God, that would represent us surrendering and then representing us praying, Lord God. I mean, surrendering and then represent us praising you in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God. I honor you. I bless you. I magnify you, Lord God. I give you the glory and the honor, for truly there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord God. Now, Father God, we extend this opportunity to our listeners, Father. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you receive the prayers that are being, that will be prayed here on this line today, that you will receive them, you will make them fit for our Father's ears, that we will pray, Lord God, according to your will, not just our desire, but Lord God, your desire. Holy Spirit, have your way on this line today. Let your will be done, Father, here on earth and through these earthly vessels as it is in heaven. And we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus, Yeshua's name, the majestic one, the Messiah, the wonderful one, Emmanuel, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Nisi, the banner over us, which is love, Jehovah Shalom, being our peace, Jehovah God Almighty. Father, we love you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, praise be unto God, saints of God. Praise be unto God. This show, again, is going to be an abbreviated show, and it's going to be a show that you yourself are going to participate in and bring about. Today, we are opening the lines for you to pray for those in this season that you are not able to spend time with or that are not able to go forth in the manner that they thought was necessary to celebrate the holidays, for those who have lost loved ones, for those who have loved ones incarcerated or hospitalized, for those, praise be unto God, whose relationships have broken up and that's a death in itself, for those that are grieving in any way, shape, or form, for those that have lost jobs and wondering how they're going to make it through the season, we're asking you today for you to lift up a prayer for someone, for you to lift up that prayer. And so therefore, you know, to lift the prayer, we're asking you please to press 1 on your keypad and let the Holy Spirit use you this morning. You know the old song, Somebody Prayed for Me. They had me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. Well, I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. So somebody did pray for me, thanks to God. Somebody has been praying for me. Who are you going to pray for this morning? Remember that everybody doesn't pray for everybody. And there are people that you may pray for that you might be the only person that pray for them. So today, as we celebrate the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, God himself in the flesh came, praise be unto God, to this earth so that we could be set free, our penalties, the penalties for our sins be paid for. He came to release us. He came to redeem us. So let us take the time today and tomorrow to acknowledge the birth of our Lord and our Savior. He's not just our Lord. He is our Savior. He shouldn't be just your Savior. He should be your Lord. And as our Lord, we are obedient to him. We are obedient to him. He reigns over our life. He has ownership. It belongs to him. It no longer belongs to us. It no longer belongs to us. So we again thank God for what he has done and what he still is doing. Please press 1 on your keypad and go ahead and be the first one to offer up a prayer today. You are going to say that prayer. And listen, don't try to pray like Minister Tabika. Don't try to pray like me. You pray in the manner that you are able to pray. God accepts and hears and receives prayer. All different types of degrees. It doesn't have to be long, as short as it could be, whatever the case may be. But you lift up a prayer for somebody this morning, and we give God again the glory. So the line is open. Press 1 on your keypad, and we will let you then pray. Praise be unto God. Amen. One second here, beloved. Thank you. Amen. Go ahead, Joyce. Good morning to you and Merry Christmas to you, beloved. Joyce in New York.
Merry Christmas to all. I just want to say one thing, and one thing only. God ain't going to give you no more than what he thinks you can handle. And I want to say I love everyone on this line this morning. Everyone. It's not no special for nobody. You know, I have a friend that she fell and she's paralyzed, but I didn't know she was paralyzed. Her daughter passed. They didn't tell her. On top of the daughter passing, when they was burying the daughter, her mother passed. She doesn't know any of this. So I was trying to reach out, and I finally reached out to her. I went to go see her. At first, I didn't know she was paralyzed, so I was going to take a deck of cards, and let's play cards. She can't do that. So I just talked to her. I made her laugh. You know, she can barely see. Her eyesight is gone. I sit from 10 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night with her, you know, and yes, I just want to pray for her, because every time I look at her, I see her mother in her. Like, I see her on the sideline, she's like her mother, and it really, really hurts. It really hurts, you know.
Yes.
You know,
I just
want this year to be over with. Now, everybody just pray that we wake up every morning and have a blessed day and look at it as a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. And for those of you that may not have totally understood what she said, the friend fell. She is paralyzed from the neck down. She does not know that her daughter has passed or her mother has passed. They have passed and have been buried. And on the day that her daughter was buried, the mother passed. And the woman is totally unaware of it. So as we hear these things, let's also keep these people in prayer as we go along, as you in your prayer closet. Praise be unto God. Beloved, I touch and agree with you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I pray for restoration for this woman's body, her mind, and that the Holy Spirit will be with her to comfort her and keep her through her grieving period, once she comes to the realization of what has happened. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying for her. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Anyone else? Praise be unto God. Anyone else that wants to take this time and lift a prayer up for someone? Remember, that's what we're doing today. You are doing praying. So if there's anyone that you can pray for during this season, this is a very hard season for many people to go through. More suicides are committed during this season than there is any other season and or holiday of the year. Any other season or holiday of the year. This is the time when depression is very heavy. This is the time when people are seeking love, forgiveness, and dealing with things. Last night, I had the opportunity to look at a movie, and it was dealing with the war, and it took me back to a conversation I had with my children's father, who had two tours in Vietnam, and just speaking to him even just 2 weeks ago or so, and he told me that he has had nightmares every single night since he has been home from Vietnam. Every single night. This man came home in 1969. And so let me see, 70, that's 30 and 22. That's 52 years, 52 nights of torment, 52 years of bad dreams and so forth. And my heart went out to him. And then I began to thank God and praise God that he was not one of those people that came home and took out the anger, took out the anger and all of that on his family, on his wife, on his children, that he did not take that out on us. And there are many families that have been destroyed by that. And I thank God that he did not do that. And I will call him today, you know, to say thank you and to ask for forgiveness for not supporting him in the manner that I might have if I had known better, if I had known better. But I just thank God. I thank God again for that opportunity in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Tabika, if you can see Lady Joyce's number, because I'm having trouble seeing it. If you see the number, please click her in. She has raised her hand. And for Joyce Richardson, please click her in. Because I do not. You don't see her number either? Okay. Joyce, hang up, beloved, and call us back, and maybe we can see if we can see you. Wait a minute. Here it is, I believe. Wait a minute. Praise God. Good morning, Joyce. Is this you, darling? Joyce? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yes. Yes, honey. I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had pushed it 3 times, and I just decided that maybe I should just text you.
Yes, I'm glad you did.
I don't know if others are pushing the number and not getting through like I did.
Right, right. Just hold on, Joyce. Just hold one moment. Just as she said, she pushed the button 3 times, and it didn't come through. It didn't register on our side. If you are pushing the button and you're not getting a response from us, and you know my number or Tabika's number, please text us, and we can read your numbers, and we will be able to let you in. So please do that, and I apologize if it's for any technical difficulty. I apologize. Go ahead, Lady Joyce. Go ahead, beloved.
Good morning, Father. I come to you touching and heard pray this morning. Father, I would just want to, first of all, thank you for having it. Thank you for the blessing, especially the ones that we didn't notice by. I thank you, Father, for your awesome, awesome, awesome God, and you have done marvelous for us, Father. I thank you for the healings that's taking place in myself, in the role that's with you, Father. You're setting yokes of bondage that have been, Father, and I don't take that lightly, Father. I thank you, Father, for the blessings that's going on with our son, my daughter Tamika, and my daughter Trina, Father. You're just doing awesome, awesome things in our family. I know we have great purpose, you have great for us, Father. We are your disciples, Father, and we walk and we talk with you, Father. And it is my desire that all the people under the sound of my voice in my family, Father, first, who are not saved, Father, that this means that they accept you, Lord, and life, Father, by any means necessary, Father. You know what to do in order to keep them in alignment, but you won't go against their will. But this is my prayer, Father, as innocent, Father, just souls of my family, starting with my family and then going out towards all the world, Father. I thank you, Father, that you are so good to us, Father. I thank you for all of the people that I have lost this, Father. I lost my my prayer partner, Father, and but the golden nuggets of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of this earth, Father, I just tell you what it does mean. I mean, I'm just doing just nothing, and something comes to mind that many said, Father, that many said, Father, sickness, Father. And then I have Aunt Sylvia, Father, who is 93 years old right now, pours that love. Every time I talk to her, falls out of her, Father. I just have so many people. I thank you for the apostle, Father, who came to me by an interesting means, but only God can do it. I just thank you.
Oh, yes,
Jesus. Meant for us to, at that particular junction, that particular intersection, Father. And I just thank you, Father. You're just doing some mighty, mighty, mighty work, Father. And then I pray for our world, Father. I pray for God and what you know it's going to be, Father, because you said that from beginning. And then, Father, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank you for my mighty man, God, Father, who is in our
yes.
All we've gone through. And we've gone through just like everybody else, but our spiritual Father has been a strong tower, Father, and
yes.
A mighty man of value. And it's in Jesus I pray thanks.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If there's anyone else that would like to pray, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Good morning, my dear sister Denise. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning, honey.
Good morning.
I just want to say good morning to everyone. And I there's not a specific name of a person that I want to pray for.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to pray for the homeless. I don't know. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Okay. I don't know what the temperature is like down there, but up here it's 2 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some homeless shelters, not many. But during this time, I would just like to lift up the homeless.
Yes.
Because, I'll just pray.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father God. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Father, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for your and your mercy. Lord, your mercies are new every morning, and I thank you, Father God. And Lord, I ask that you would put a hedge of protection around these people, Lord, who have no home. Father, we can complain about what we have, but we're not out there in that weather, Father God. The people, Lord God, who were stranded last night in New York having to get out of their cars in freezing temperature waters, God. Lord, we don't know how many people ended up sick, how many people died because they were exposed to the nature, Lord, and it's a deadly nature that's going on out there. But God, I know that you're merciful, God, and Lord, that you hear us when we pray. And Father, I'm coming to you on their behalf, oh God, and I'm asking you, Lord, give them shelter, Father God, even if it's not a house, a warm place, Father God, someplace out of the wind, oh God, even if it's an abandoned building, Father God. But, Lord, shelter these people, oh God. Lord, I ask for your mercy, oh God. Lord God, protect them, Father God. But I ask also, God, that you let them know that it's you, oh God. That the enemy would point out what you have not done for them. But, Lord Jesus, point out what you are doing for them. That they know that you still love them. You care about them, God. There's no one like you, Father God. You care about all of us, Lord. Whether we call on your name or not, you care about them. And I ask that their hearts would be touched and comforted, knowing that there's a God who's looking down and seeing their need and ministering to that need. I thank you, Father God. Lord, those who are hungry, feed them, Father God. Lord, direct them to a place, oh God, where they can get food during this time, Father God. Lord, let our hearts be opened. We say we're celebrating the birth of Christ, but how about we celebrate Christ himself, his nature? Oh, Father God. Lord, let us not be so caught up in material things that we forget about this human being. I thank you and praise you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Thank you, Father. I touch and agree with the woman of God. Lord God, I touch and agree in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Is there another? Is there another? Praise be unto God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you. We honor you. We worship you, Lord God. We magnify your holy name, Lord. We magnify your holy name. Lord of God, I ask you to change us to be like you, Father God, that we would have the compassion, Father God, on the people, Lord God, aren't as blessed as we are, and we did not earn the blessing, oh God. I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, even at this moment, Lord God, those that are on this line, Father, and I know from the prayers that have been prayed already that there's been somebody that came across your mind, whether it's somebody you know personally, whether it's a group of people, just like Minister Denise prayed for the homeless, Lord God. Father, I know somebody's name came across the people that are on this line. Lord, I ask, oh God, for a move of the Holy Spirit that they reach out today, Lord God. Touch the hem of your garments that they may be healed physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, Lord God, that they would have the passion to pray like Jesus did, the passion that's the pain for somebody else, that they would feel that pain. They would feel that pain and, Lord God, be able to lift others up in your name and make a request before you, Lord God, on others' behalf. So I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Once again, if you have already pressed one on your keypad and we have not acknowledged you, it's because we are not able to see it for whatever reason. And you can text me. My number is 443-271-1134. That's 443-271-1134. Text me if you need to let me know that you wish to pray, and I will acknowledge you in the name of Jesus. I will acknowledge you. Again, if we don't get any takers to pray, praise be unto God, we will end our call. We will end our call. I just wanted to give all of us the chance to touch heaven. We started to put on a pre-recorded show, one that had already been played before, for the day, but the Holy Spirit said, no, open it up and give them the chance to pray. So that's what I've done. So again, if you desire to do so, please press 1 on your keypad. If not, then maybe that opportunity was meant strictly for the 2 or 3 that did pray. However God sees fit, I'm not here to judge it. I'm not here to judge it. Thank you, Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, now I did see something. Okay, here. Okay. Go ahead, beloved. Good morning to you and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you and everyone on the line. I'm sorry, and I'm driving.
Yes.
And my GPS is talking at the same time, so I'm trying to navigate. But my prayer would be for all of those during this time of year that feel lonely and depressed.
Yes.
For whatever reason, as you've been saying, because of loss of loved ones or because they're not with their loved ones or financial situations,
mm-hmm.
because the enemy really bombards this time of year to rob people of the joy and the true meaning of Christmas, which is the birth of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just say a quick prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are lifting up everyone who is dealing with depression, who is dealing with feeling low during this time, in the name of Jesus. Your word says you give us a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God, we ask that you would help us to remember and celebrate your birth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For your word says in all things give thanks, for this is the perfect will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So today, God, we just want to worship you. We want to thank you. We want to praise you. We want to lift you up. We want to magnify you. We want to glorify and exalt your holy
yes.
name.
Yes.
For had you not been born, you would not have gone to the cross to pay the price for our sins,
yes.
to pay the price
yes.
to redeem us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So in spite of whatever we are facing and going through during this time, God, we say we have a yet praise. We must continue to praise you, to worship you, and to lift you up, for our praise is a weapon during this time. In the name of Jesus, God, we cancel every assignment from the enemy for those who are feeling down. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would bring encouragement to those who are feeling discouraged, that you would be hope to those who are feeling hopeless during this time and season, that you are a friend to the friendless and a mother to the father, a
thank
mother
you.
To the motherless, oh God, in the yes. name of Jesus, and a father to the fatherless. So God,
mm-hmm.
during this time, we ask that your abiding love, your presence would be with everyone, oh God, during this season who is feeling down and lost or whatever they are going through, in the name of Jesus. God, you are the glory and the lifter of our head. You are our shield and buckler. You are our strong tower. You are our salvation, oh God. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Jehovah Jireh. God, everything we stand in need of, you are it. There is nothing we need that we cannot find in you. So, Father, help your people to rest in you. Help your people to lean and trust on you in this time, no matter what the situation is, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we thank you, God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength today. So we declare the joy of God. We declare the peace of God. We
yes.
declare the rest of God over the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even during this time where some are grieving, God, we thank you for lifting hearts. We thank
yes.
you, oh God, for mending brokenness during this time. Remove
yes.
the weight, oh God. Remove the heaviness from the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus, and let them know that it is well with you, God. Let them know that you are with them. When your word says, when mother and father forsake us, then the Lord shall take us up. Take us up today in your arms, in your bosom,
yes.
oh God.
Yes.
Take us
yes.
up in your arms, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be our strength, oh God. God. Be our rock and fortress, oh God, for in our weakness, your word says your strength is made perfect. Perfect your strength in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God,
yes,
we thank you today that we are celebrating you in spite of it all. We are glorifying you in spite of it all, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now,
yes,
God, go before us on tomorrow and dispatch your angels to encamp around every home and family represented on this line, those known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, that we shall have a day that brings you glory. We shall have a day that brings you honor, oh God. Even if we are by ourselves, we are never alone because you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So, God, we thank you, we bless you, and we give you glory and honor, for you are not just the reason for this season, but you are the very air that we breathe. You are the reason for our existence. So, God, we bless you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. God bless you. Travel in mercy. And thank you for taking the time out to lifting others up in prayer. Praise be unto God. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is there another? Praise be unto God. Is there another? Press one on your keypad. Praise be unto God. And we will definitely be in agreement with your prayers this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning.
Good morning, son. How are you?
I am blessed, highly favored as well.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to take the opportunity to just lift those who are taking the time go to God on someone else's behalf, to stand in the gap for someone else. In this season, you know, many times we think about what we're going through and what our situation is, but I just want to praise God for taking the time to just lift a word, an encouraging word, a prayer, that read a scripture, whatever they have done or will do in this season for somebody else, just going to God on someone else's behalf. So, Father God, we honor you, bless you. We present ourselves as humbly as we know how, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your willing and able servants, Lord God, those that took the time out of their lives to lift a praise and a prayer to you, a request to you, Lord God, on someone else's behalf, on a sister or brother, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that as we stand as a family, Lord God, as your children, Lord God, that we recognize that we can lean upon one another, Lord God, as we trust totally in you, Lord God. You have placed those around us. Sometimes it's the stranger on the street or the very one we grew up next to, that we've lived beside, that we know through and through life, Lord God. But we thank you for everyone, Lord God, that has lifted a prayer, Lord God, to just say thank you for someone else, to just be in a request, to just present themselves, Lord God, as a sacrifice for someone else, their time, their willingness, their desire to serve you and to serve someone else, Lord God. Be a blessing in their life, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that in this time, Lord God, in this season, that we'll all grow together, that we'll all stand to understand and recognize that we are servants to one another in your kingdom. So thank you, Lord God, for giving us the opportunity to go on, to come to you on someone else's behalf, to present ourselves, Lord God, and we just say thank you. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for the dedication. Thank you, Lord God, for the time taken outside of life, outside of our hustle and bustle, outside of our issues, outside of our trials and our tribulations, to take time to be a blessing to someone else. So, Lord God, continue to bless them and keep them and carry them through every aspect of their life, Lord God, as you continue to take us all through each and every day. We honor you, we bless you, and pray to you in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you, son. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise be unto God. We've got time for maybe one more. Praise God. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Is there one more? Is there one more? Thank you, Jesus. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Okay. Let me see. I thought I saw. Okay. Beloved, did you just press the button again?
I did.
Okay.
There is a person that God has been telling me to pray for. This person does not know the Lord, does not go to church, but God has told me several times to pray for this person. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to use the name T, and I just want to lift T up before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank Amen. You, Father God. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Father, Lord God, I thank you because you are a saving and a delivering God. You are a God of forgiveness, a God of love. And Lord God, you laid down your life so that T could be saved. And Father, things she does are right with the world, but they're not right with you. She does not know you. And Lord, she's been through drug and alcohol problems, Father God, but you delivered her, God. You're able to deliver her from all those things, Father God. Lord, I ask that you would destroy every hold that the enemy has on her. I thank you, God, for putting her back together with her children. I pray, Father God, that you would bring a righteous man into her life.
Thank
Lord
you.
God, that she would be in a godly relationship, Father God, that she would know love, she would know restoration, that, Father God, she would go to other women and she would help them, oh God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you would break the chains that the enemy still has her bound in, Father God. Lord, break it. She is worthy of love, Father God. Let yes. her see herself in a different light, Father. Lord, that she's not operating the way Satan wants her to operate, but she's doing what you would have her do, Father God. Lord, thank you for delivering her. Thank you, Lord, for releasing her from these chains, Father God. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, for a new life for T. In Jesus' mighty name,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And Father God, I also, I lift my children's father before you, Father, who is not saved. And Lord, I ask, Lord God, that he does not leave this earth without confessing you as his Lord and Savior. Lord, he's 70-something years old, 75, 76, somewhere along that line. And he, of course, knows the life that my children and I lived and that we give you all the glory and the honor for it. He knows where we stand, oh God. And I ask you, Father, that for the trauma that he has gone through, for the life that he has lived before, Lord God, not understanding a God that allows suffering and so forth. But Lord God, don't let this stand between him and you, Lord God. Don't let it stand between him and you. I ask you to still send somebody his way that would minister to him, that has walked through the stuff that he has walked through and help to understand. For he may not hear my voice. He may not hear the voice of his children. He may not, Lord God. He hasn't thus far. But Lord, there is somebody who he will pay attention to that would bring the word and bring, Lord God, who you are. Let it be done, Father God. Let it be done. This truly has been our family's prayer, Lord God, for 50 years at least. This has been our prayers. Lord God, we still are holding on. We're still trusting you. And I do thank you. We know it's up to him to accept the sacrifice that has been made. Let the person, as we have planted seeds, let there be the one that waters it, Lord God. Come along and water it. And Father God, you are the one that brings the increase to it all. So we thank you, we honor you, and we bless you. In Jesus Yeshua's name, amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Darling, is there anything you want to say before we close out?
Just wishing that everybody enjoys their family, and if there's someone that doesn't have family to be with, that you enjoy your time with God. Just get in his face. I mean, do it anyway, even if you have family. But for those that are experiencing loneliness at this time, get in God's face. Like, he hears our prayers, he hears our cries, and he is, you know, with us. We may not be able to reach over and touch him physically, but just his presence, you will feel in the room or wherever you are. Mm-hmm. So that is, you know, a lot, and it's a very, it's an experience that you'll never forget. I can just say that. And mm-hmm. so if you are not have family, just if you've never done it before, do it. You will mm-hmm. feel his presence, you feel his love, you will feel his joy, and he will fill you, and it is life changing. So amen. Yes. Have a very Merry Christmas, everyone.
Amen. God bless. God bless. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. And we will let's see, for next Saturday, that's New Year's Eve. For next Saturday, as it stands right now, we won't be having a show on next Saturday morning. We won't be having a show next Saturday. We will put on a replay for those that chime in. We will put a replay on for next Saturday morning. So not only do we say Merry Christmas to you, but we also say Happy New Year. And one of the things I have been saying probably for the last 15, 20 years when it comes to New Year's, I pray that this year that is ending, I pray that this year that is ending will be the, has been and will be the worst year that you will ever have. I pray it's the worst year that you will ever have. Praise be unto God. And I pray that it has not been the best year that you have ever had. So with that being said, it's saying that I pray that the year that comes forth will be better than what you had in the past, that your latter will be greater than the former. The latter will be greater than the former. And when I say I pray that this has been the worst year, I pray that it cannot get any worse than this, than what you have suffered. Yet there are those also that have experienced some great times in this year. I pray that that has not been the best that you have coming forth, that next year will get even better. So be blessed, and be blessed. Remember the circle of blessings. Go forth and bless somebody else. And when you do, please do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.